One of the good things that happened in our archdiocese about 15 years ago was the establishment of what we call CFAD by Archbishop Hannes. CFAD stands for the Catholic Foundation in the Archdiocese of Dubuque. And it is manages an endowment that benefits our parishes, our schools, our cemeteries, our ministries. And in the past 15 years, it has grown and grown and grown. I know quite a few people who have funded endowments to support their favorite Catholic causes. And this support will continue until the second coming of Christ. In the next couple of decades, there will be a huge transfer of wealth in our country. And it always does my heart good when people include the church in their planned giving. Earlier this week, I received an email blast, a group blast from Michelle Brock, who is the executive director of CFAD. She does a great job. She grew up in St. Pius X Parish and is now an active member of St. Joseph's Parish in Marion. So she's supporting the competition now. But in her reflection for Thanksgiving, she quoted Henry Nouwen, who was a Dutch priest who was one of the best Christian authors of the last century. Father Nouwen says this: "Every time we decide to be grateful, it will be easier to see new things to be grateful for. Gratitude begets gratitude, just as love begets love." I think there's two points worth noting. First is that being grateful is a decision. It's a choice. It's an act of the will. It does not come automatically. As seen in the nine lepers in the gospel who didn't bother return to say thank you to Jesus. It was a decision of the one leper who did. The second point is that when we choose gratitude, we discover more and more reasons to be grateful. You know, God's blessings surround us, not just one day out of the year, but every day. And there's a big difference between those who notice this and who give thanks to God, and those who assume it and live out of entitlement. Huge difference between those two. The one leper who bothered to return to say thank you to Jesus made a decision. And one wonders if this multiplied his gratitude for the rest of his life. And I will bet you money, he died with a big smile on his face. May our Eucharist today, our Thanksgiving, make us more like him.